Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Carlos, end of the first half is today. Final game before the All-Star break. I'm sure it's felt like quite a little bit of a roller coaster first year with May being what it was and then June being what it was. How would you assess just your first couple months here?
Interesting, I would say, but fun, coming into work day in and day out with this group of coaches, the group of players, you know, what makes this organization such a great organization, you know, it makes everything, nothing but like a dream come true for me, even when it's hard, even when, we were going through those tough times in May, like you said, we were still finding ways to make this place a welcoming place for everyone, understanding where we were as a team, but always looking for ways to improve the ball club, our processes, or in every area. So interesting, exciting, but fun at the same time.
You will go into this break and then come out of it, certainly above 500, certainly a conversation for the playoffs. How excited are you for the home stretch, really, after this break is over?
Yeah, it's exciting, for us to put ourselves in a better position now, obviously going into the break, but understanding too that we got ways to go. You know, we got a lot of baseball to play. We still got, we're looking forward to a fun summer, but like I said, just got done talking to the position player side of the team and told them that we got to be ready to go. We got to be ready to go. Enjoy the break here. But it's a good feeling where we are, especially after what we went through in May.
Yeah, Mark Vientos playing first base today. Pete's the DH. How'd you get to negotiate a half day for Pete?
Yeah, it was a combination of a lot of things. I thought today was a good day to have JD down. I thought he probably needed one, even though we get four more here coming up. And then, looking at Pete, when JD is not going to be in the lineup, okay, who's the DH? And then I thought about Pete right away because he's going to the home run derby tomorrow. Then he's got the All-Star game on Tuesday. So he's got kind of like a shorter break compared to everyone else. So I went up to him, presented it to him, and he was fine with it. And then at that time, it was, easy pick for me to go with Vientos at first and then put Iglesias at third base today.
If Alvarez hitting in the three spot, average has been there, OPS has been there. Home runs, not so much. Is that something that you even worry about with Francisco Alvarez?
No, not really. As long as he's giving us quality at bats, he's controlling the strike zone, he's going to hit the ball hard and the homers will come. Hopefully he hits one today with a runner on or two. But I like where he's at mechanically. I like the way he's controlling the strike zone and he's ready to do damage at any time.
And then heading into the break, you have Kodai Senga pitching today in Syracuse. How close might he be to pop up once you guys, maybe not immediately get back from the break, but maybe at the end of July?
Yeah, he's getting close, no doubt about it. And that's a good sign. We got to get through today. He's going 60-65. See how he comes back and how he responds the next couple of days before we make the decision for his next time around. So, but he is getting close, and I'm excited to have him back here pretty soon.
Who did the Mets pick at 19?
Ooh, I know David and Chris are working really hard, and the whole group they've worked so hard throughout the year that today is a big day, and I'm pretty sure that we'll pick the right guy.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.